This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome in our friend Ross Tucker, NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. What's up, Ross? How are you? How are things?
Dudes, I am awesome. Always a little bit mixed emotions this time of year because I'm on my way to Philly right now to watch the Eagles walk through and then production meetings because I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. So I'm very fired up about calling at least one game, at least one every weekend from now until February, which is incredible. The flip side is it's almost like saying peace out to your wife and kids. It's like, oh, by the way, every weekend for the next 6 months,
I'm out.
I will not be home. Yeah, so people go like, you know, it's a dream job. I'm 43. I played football for 7 years, and now I get paid to talk about football. It's amazing. But people don't think about that aspect of it that, you know, it's less than ideal, right? It's just a lot of travel. I mean, my daughters are 9 and 10, and it's like I'm away almost every weekend. But try to make up for it during the week, and I definitely make up for it in the off season.
Are your girls playing any sports right now, any fall sports?
You know what? Yeah, they're actually going to try field hockey for the first time.
Okay.
I don't know how much you guys know about field hockey, but like in Pennsylvania, I guess Pennsylvania is the hotbed of field hockey. And these girls, like, they all get scholarships to, like, UVA and Duke. It's crazy. So I don't know if my girls are athletes or if they'll like it, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Yeah. I want them to try every sport at least once. My biggest fear is that, like, they're, like, 23, and all of a sudden we find out that they would have been an incredible lacrosse player and loved it, and I never had them try it. I want them to try every sport, like golf, tennis, lacrosse, everything, and just see if there's one that they really like or see if there's one that they're really good at. And by the way, if the answer to both those is no, that's fine. I love going to the beach every weekend. I don't need to be at a club tournament in Binghamton, New York in a pop-up tent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah, Ross.
I don't care if they love a sport or not. I mean, it's not for everybody, but I want to at least give them that opportunity. You know, it's funny. Every time I'm on with you guys, I mention my sister because she lives down there in Potomac, but, you know, they're all big into lacrosse. They go to St. John's College, and my niece committed to Gettysburg for lacrosse, so they all do the club lacrosse scene, so I'm very familiar with sort of that world, and I think there's definitely pros and cons to that.
Yeah, there's nothing like watching your kids play competitive sports. It's very cool. All right, so speaking of the Eagles, since you are going to Philly and you're going to call the game, they're one of those hot teams because of the success last year. I don't think many people outside of Philadelphia expected the success of Sirianni in that rookie year and obviously switching to Hurts. But they're one of these hot teams now. If you look at like division odds, playoff odds, a lot of people are buying into the Eagles and maybe stepping off the Cowboys. I'm not so sure. How are you feeling about Hurts? How much better do you think he'll get? And then A.J. Brown, I mean, that's just a legit number one he's going to be throwing to. So he's got weapons, no doubt.
Yes, I mean, here's the deal, right? They were 9-7 last year in the 16 games they tried to win. They didn't try in the last game against Dallas after they already clinched the playoffs. And the owner even said last year before the season, he called it a transition year. So, like, nobody really thought they were going to make the playoffs last year. It was Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. They had a ton of dead cap money from your boy Wentz and everything. I mean, it was just... it was very unexpected what they did last year. And then this offseason, they had an unbelievable offseason. I mean, not only getting A.J. Brown, which is exactly what they needed, a big physical receiver opposite Devontae Smith who can run all the RPOs, all the slants, all the in-breaking stuff off of the run action, because their offensive line is really, really good. They've got some unique players. And they, you know, they led the NFL in rushing last year, and now they can throw some of those backside slants to A.J. Brown. And then defensively, you know, they got Hassan Reddick, who had 23.5 sacks the last 2 years. They draft Jordan Davis, who already, guys, is the biggest freak show in the entire NFL. I mean, he's the biggest freak show. Now, we'll see how productive he is, but he's the biggest freak show in the NFL. At the linebacker level, Kaiser White led the Chargers in tackles. And they drafted N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia. Right. And on the back end, they got Bradbury, you know, who's looked great in camp opposite Darius Slay. So what I've been telling everybody, because all my buddies are from Philly and they all text me and blah, 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 it's hard to imagine them not winning at least 10 or 11 games. I mean, you know, Hurts isn't going to be worse in his second year as a starter with A.J. Brown. So I think they win 10 or 11 games. I think there's a decent chance they are better than the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are pretty clearly worse. And what's really interesting, and this, you know, I'll include Washington, anybody could be in this, I feel like the NFC is available. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at it right now, okay, the Rams, Stafford's having elbow issues, they're not repeating, okay? The Packers, I had Dr. Chow, you know, pro football doc on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast yesterday. I don't think Bakhtiari's ever going to play again. They're left tackle, and they lost Devontae Adams. So I'm not high on the Packers. The Bucs, you know, already don't have a left guard, and now they lose Jensen at center. You know, those teams are still probably considered the favorites, but my point is there is an opportunity for some team. Oh, maybe it's Washington. I don't know. There's definitely an opportunity for some team to kind of come out of nowhere and make a legit run in the NFC. Like, that's not happening in the AFC, I don't think. But in the NFC, there's some percentage chance that the Eagles or the Saints or someone like that, maybe it's the Niners with Trey Lance, like, that they go on a run and get to the Super Bowl.
Ross, we know you're a PA guy. Jason on the show, he's born in PA. He loves it. He raves about it all the time.
I love Harrisburg.
The Commanders drafted a PA guy. I think he's from Reading, Jahan Dotson. And there's been a lot of gushing about how he's looked in training camp. Are we getting a little bit over our skis on the way Jahan Dotson's going to be used in this offense? We know that you followed him in his Penn State days there in PA. What are we going to expect from Dotson as a rookie here in D.C.?
Yeah, so first of all, he's from, like, the Allentown, Bethlehem area,
okay,
which is up near Easton. So, and it's really interesting because, yes, I'm the one from Reading.
Okay.
And I've known him since high school. By the way, this is an unbelievable story. He actually committed to UCLA and Jim Mora Jr. And then when Chip Kelly got the job, Chip Kelly, like, didn't call him. Like, you guys should ask him about it. Like, Chip Kelly, like, didn't call him, didn't talk to him. I didn't really like him that much. He's like, okay, I'm not going to go there anymore. And he goes to Penn State, and he's, you know, he's a first-round pick. He's their best receiver, like, 3 years in a row. It's just Chip Kelly is such a legend, man. It's unbelievable. Like,
right,
he literally already had the kid committed, and he blew it. But what's crazy about Jahan is, you know, he's never was that highly touted because he's not that physically impressive, right? He's not, like, 6'3", 6'4". And he runs well, but he's not considered. That wasn't like, he almost was overshadowed at Penn State his first couple years by KJ Hamler, who's just like electric. Jahan plays, and right away as a true freshman, he just got it. Like, he knows how to get open. He's a terrific.
It's in and out sometimes with cell phones.
Going through an old mountain.
Yeah.
There we go.
How many ridiculous catches he made? I mean, like, his quarterback, did you guys watch the Penn State football?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sean Clifford, okay, poop-a-doop.
I saw Rivera's comments after the draft, which were hilarious, because he didn't want to throw Clifford under the bus, but, you know, Dotson made so many ridiculous catches the last couple of years. I am not surprised at all that he's having the training camp he's having, because if you're that good as a true freshman and it just comes that naturally for you, some guys just have it figured out. The real question I don't understand is why the Saints traded so many draft picks to try to get Olave when I think Dotson's better.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar to McLaurin, because McLaurin came obviously from a big time program, and I mean, his quarterback was okay, but he wasn't the number one receiver when he was there, because they had Hill and they had Paris Campbell. They didn't throw a ton of balls to McLaurin, but he was obviously a late bloomer, and he was just so talented he didn't get to really show it his last year at Ohio State. So maybe the Redskins are getting kind of that late bloomer pick. And he could put up numbers. It kind of depends on Wentz, though, you know?
Yeah, I've been hearing mixed reports on Wentz. You know, the thing about Wentz to me, because I've been hearing about the inaccuracy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The two things I always thought were interesting about Wentz, obviously covering him a lot. I actually called his two national championship games in college. Wow. I did the FCS championship game for Westwood One. So I interviewed him both those years. Always a great, great kid, you know, with me. But, you know, the two things I say about Wentz is his last year in Philly, he got like the yips, man. I mean, it was unbelievable. His first 16, 18, 19, I thought he was very good. I mean, obviously 17, he was going to be the MVP of the league. But even 18 and 19, I still thought he was a top 10 quarterback, certainly top 15. In 19, he led them single-handedly. All they had around him, guys, were like practice squad dudes at that point. And he led them the division championship to the playoffs until Clowney concussed him. I never had an issue with his accuracy. His issue was at least once a game he would try to do something crazy, and it would just be like the most ridiculous turnover you've ever seen. I'll tell you guys this much right now. This will not be a boring season for you guys.
Right.
Like, yeah. Every game, he is going to do something that's going to make you say, oh, my God. And it's either going to be, oh, my God, good, or, oh, my God, what is he doing? Because that he can't get rid of that. He just can't. He can't get rid of trying to make a play when it's not there. And that you just kind of almost have to live with, and like, you know, the crazy bad plays, almost just laugh and shrug them off. Be like, okay, well, we're not going to win this game. And because he's going to do that a few times. But the inaccuracy was really 2020, when it was like they drafted Hurts and he got the yips. That's the part that would concern me, based on, you know, some of the reports I've heard from camp about, you know, some of his throws. Although, you know, having Dotson and McLaurin now, he's got a pretty good – he certainly has better receivers than he did last year in Indy, that's for sure.
Hey, Ross, before your phone gets dicey again, as we know you're on your way to Philly, let people know about myfrontpagestory.com. I know you rave about it.
Well, so listen, it's the greatest gift you can ever get anybody. And if you're one of the guys out there that somehow let your wife make you guys get married in September, October, which should be illegal – by the way, during football season. But Evan, did you guys know those are the two most popular months to get married? September and October, which is like beyond me. So anyway, my point is, the only reason I'm mentioning this, a lot of you guys have anniversaries coming up. You have no idea what to get your wife. You're going to get her like a gift card or something lame, or you'll just take her out to dinner. Don't do that. Go to myfrontpagestory.com, blow her away. Greatest gift ever. It's the front page of the newspaper. It's a story written all about her. She will love it. The best part about it is it's framed, and she has to hang it up in your house. So any argument the rest of your life, and she's being mean and unreasonable, you just point at me like, oh, really? Story written about me?
I don't know what to do.
MyFrontPageStory.com.
Oh, right. You got it, Ross.
Thank you,
good
Ross.
Stuff.
We appreciate the time. It's Ross Tucker, NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. People can go to MyFrontPageStory.com. Always love having him on. He gives good skinny
content. Excellent.
Yeah.
Connection, terrible.
Again, cell phone technology.
Well,
how
what are you
is
supposed
not,
to do?
I mean, how is not better in 2022? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know. We've moved to 3G to 4G to 5G. He had nubs G.
I'm very vexed over here. I'm very confused. All right. When we come back, we will continue to talk NFL. Who's the NFC East quarterback that has the most to prove this season? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't forget the annual Junkies Poker Open. It is back Friday, September 9th at MGM National Harbor. That is the date. After an extended hiatus, we are officially back. JPO 2022 is presented by our good friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. JP recently tweeted out the special room rate that is available for people at JPO. There are a limited number of those rooms available at $249 per night plus a resort fee. So book those while you can. And we will be hanging out the night before at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge starting at around 7 p.m. right before the kickoff of the NFL season.
Right, because we're going to wager.
We're going to make all the wagers.
And we have fantasy football implications.
Of course we will.
I was just talking to Cakes during the break, and he said, my calendar's filling up with fantasy draft. I said, you should see mine.
Yeah, yours is more
because
full
than
mine.
I'm currently in 8, and the 9th is iffy, but I'm in 8 drafts, 5 NFL, 3 college. And
it's
you should see my month of August. I have one in September,
yeah.
But my month of August is all filled up.
It's getting booked quick.
All the weekends and Mondays.
Yes.
I think there's one Tuesday or one Friday.
And they're all in person, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll be honest. If I'm in college leagues, those teams may be auto-drafted. I may be there. I might not.
Well, you're in at least one because I saw the homepage yesterday.
The computer may be making some picks for me. I'm just throwing that out.
Good.
There.
I'll take your money.
All right. So we wanted to talk about a tweet.
Oh, real quick, sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of JPO, mm-hmm. You should see how many texts I get from buddies saying, hey, bro, can you hook me with a free seat?
Hold on.
Yeah.
They want me to.
Yeah, they want me to get them a seat and they don't want to pay the buy in. I said,
friends,
you know what?
Insane.
I said, go jump off a bridge. I'm not getting you a free seat.
I mean, here's what you should fire back to them is that
I don't even respond.
In the early days of Junkies Poker Open, we actually paid our own buy-ins. We were that stupid and naive. Now, luckily, we get them taken care of and have for the last few events. But We were just dumb enough to go into our own pocket for an event, hello, with our name on the marquee.
These can't be close friends, Jason.
Nah, not close, no.
Ancillary buddies.
Yeah, just buddies who are just grasping.
They're mega dogs if they're asking you for free seats.
Yeah, you're not getting a free seat. But again, the only guy getting a free seat is me.
Again, Cakes mentioned it. Go to @JunksRadio. Follow us there on Twitter, and we have the link to get a discounted room, which I believe is $249. And you want to get the room because we're going to be hanging out on Thursday night. It's a great NFL season opener. We'll be hanging out at the Sportsbook starting at 7. You can also register the day of on Thursday at the Poker Room for the tournament, so you don't have to worry about it when there's going to be a huge line. Because we know, even though we're telling you to show up Thursday and do it, we know there are a lot of people that are going to be last-second graspers.
Correct. That's the way it works. So that's coming up in less than a month. So get on it. Put it on your calendar, much like Jason's fully, almost fold up fantasy football.
You don't have to deal with this. Yeah. So then we're going to have the Poker Open, and then like the next week we're going to have Ripken Uncorked.
That's September 22nd. We'll be two games into the regular season before that event.
Ooh, and hopefully the Commanders have started out 2-0 because they've got a relatively easy starting slate with the Jags coming to FedEx Field in week one, and then they have to go to Detroit in week two.
Well, here's the question. Do the Manders have the quarterback out of the divisional quarterbacks, Dak, Jalen, Carson, Danny, do they have the quarterback with the most to prove?
Yeah, and this is a tweet from Diana Rossini yesterday at Diana ESPN. The NFC East quarterback with most to prove this season, you can make a strong argument for every single one.
I think I watched her on one of the NFL shows with the talking heads, and they were debating this question. And you can make an argument for everyone because, all right, Dak is the best quarterback in the division. He's correct. The most established.
Yep.
He also has the biggest contract, and he doesn't have any playoff success.
Correct.
So he's got a lot to prove there. And they're going to have less talent this year. Amari Cooper is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot to prove. Jalen Hurts, people still aren't convinced that he's the guy. Now, it seemed like Ross Tucker was pretty high on Jalen Hurts. Thinks definitively he's going to be better in year two. I didn't have a chance to jump in, but I was going to say, well, Carson Wentz eventually got worse. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily after year two. And then you've got Wentz here. We know there are question marks. And then Danny Dimes, he's just fighting for a job.
Right. I mean, I listed him 1-4. I think the most pressure's on Daniel Jones in New York.
I agree.
I mean, he's got a new coaching staff coming in with Brian Daboll, their whole new system. Mm-hmm. There's talk of them trying to unleash him like Josh Allen because he's got that skill set where he can run the ball. And the problem for him is being accurate, limiting turnovers. And the Giants didn't pick up his option, so that they're huge question marks about him. So I think he's the guy with the most pressure. I think second is Wentz because, you know, he's been in two different cities in the last 2 years. This is his third, and this is his chance to basically shove it on people and say, look, I was the number two pick in the draft for a reason. I've still got it. I can still play. I can still be a franchise quarterback. I think third is Jalen Hurts. I think there's less pressure on him because
He has room to grow.
He's shown
and there's some flexibility.
Yeah,
he's shown
the fact he can get it done on the ground. Now, can he just become a little more accurate through the air? That's the big question mark for him. And I think the least pressure is on Dak of the four. If I had to rank them 1-4
in terms of job security, yeah, and obviously money because he's filthy rich. But I think I would agree. I would think that Wentz and Jones, in terms of job security, they've got the biggest to prove. I think Hurts, unless he's a complete disaster, will be the guy going forward. But Wentz, he may not be here next year, depending on how he plays.
Right.
I would probably bet yes, but who knows. But Danny Jones, I mean, unless he turns into a different quarterback, he's 12-25 as a starter.
Yeah.
12-25.
And he's had a lot of that limited success playing against Washington.
So he's got to have a really good year. They got to have a winning record for him to keep that job, or Daboll's going to say, that's not my guy.
Right.
I'll go elsewhere.
I inherited Daniel Jones, much like when Ron came here, he inherited Dwayne Haskins,
right.
RIP Dwayne. But you know, that wasn't the quarterback that he handpicked to be his guy here.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Which NFC East quarterback do you think has the most to prove this season?
Would you agree with that ranking?
Well, Kind of. It's just, it really kind of depends on how you define like pressure and expectations. Like the expectations are the highest for Dak.
Yes.
He's had the most success.
Right.
So his pressure is, I gotta win some games in the playoffs.
I gotta get to a Super Bowl.
They're considered a Super Bowl contender, maybe a fringe Super Bowl contender based on the offseason, but they won 12 games last year. Mm-hmm. Like there aren't really expectations for the Giants. Like you said, he's gotta get their winning record. I don't think anybody expects the Giants.
No,
even to finish in the top three in the division.
It's almost universal, have
the Giants dead last.
I don't either, but what I'm saying is Jones will not be the starter now. He might not even be on the team next year unless they do have a winning record.
Yeah.
Or pretty close.
Right. If somehow,
I mean, if he throws 30 touchdowns and 10 picks and he plays well, but they don't make the playoffs, Dable might say, all right, I can make this guy better.
If Daniel Jones shows improvement,
but I doubt it.
He gets them close to 500, which I think would be a stretch for the Giants this year.
Sure.
But if he does that, and the biggest key for him is limiting turnovers. Like Dable and the staff, I'm sure, have just been drilling that into his head. Like, if you don't have something, don't take it. Please don't cough up the ball and give it to the other team. Let's just use our skill guys we have. We've got some decent guys here in Galladay and Tony in year two. The biggest question mark for them on offense is, can Saquon stay healthy for, I don't know, 13 or 14 games? He's had a hard time with that over the last two seasons. So they kind of go hand in hand. There's a lot of pressure on Saquon, a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones.
If the question is who has the most to prove, though, I might put Carson Wentz number one because, all right, I feel like Dak's proven. Pressure, yes, to advance in the playoffs. I feel like Hurts still young. So let's say he has a down year. You could kind of give him a pass. He's still developing. Daniel Jones, they're just a bad team. But for Wentz, this is a career-defining year. If he doesn't perform well this year in a Commander's uniform, he's not going to be a starter anywhere else. And this is just my perception. He doesn't seem like a career backup type. Whereas, like, I could see Daniel Jones.
I mean, his personality?
I could see Daniel Jones becoming, like, a Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a backup for 10 years. You love him on your team because he's shown he could be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But Carson Wentz, he almost seems like a Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton's not going to be a backup. He's either going to be a starter or he's out of the league.
And look, Carson Wentz.
Like, I don't see Carson Wentz being in the NFL for a decade as a backup. And I think this year, the pressure is on him to prove, hey, I am a good starter in the league, or to me, it's almost over for him.
And if that is the case, if he's not willing to take a backup role, if things go south and sour for him this year in Washington, he's made so much money,
right?
Already. Like he's going to do the cost benefit analysis. Like, am I going to go through training camp and not be the starter for $4 million a year when I've got $75 million in the bank, whatever amount of money he's put away, like? He may just look at it and be like, I've got young kids. Maybe I want to spend time with my kids.
I don't see him sit just retiring. I don't see that.
Maybe if he just doesn't think it's worth his time.
I just don't see it. Too young.
It's possible, but like,
too much of an ego.
Maybe he just doesn't want to go through the grind of being a backup. Like, it's worth it for being the starter and making $28, $30 million, whatever his salary is going to be going forward. Is it worth it for a guy who's been to those heights to kind of slum it as a backup early in his career? I don't know.
We'll see. I mean,
to me, most to prove, it's Carson Wentz. You can give us your take, 800-636-1067. But all the guys in the NFC East have something to prove.
Yep.
I would put Dak last because to me, he's proven he's a really good quarterback. Is he a top five quarterback? I wouldn't put him in the top five.
Mm-mm.
I might put him around 10.
But if you're going to give a guy, you know, $40 million a year, you want them to win at least one or two games in the playoffs.
I just remember,
and not get bounced.
I remember, I'm not sure of the exact timeline, but wasn't it like 2 or 2.5 years ago when there were reports that Dak, before he signed his deal, that he was asking for like $30 to $35 million, and people were losing their minds. People were like, $30 million? You're not gonna make $30 million. And now you look at $30 million for a starting quarterback,
right?
And you're like,
that's cheap.
Carson Wentz is making $28 million. That's basically a bargain. It's crazy how the salaries for quarterbacks, and especially this past offseason, wideouts have just skyrocketed. I mean, it's amazing.
I got to say, I did find it interesting during the times when we could hear Ross Tucker speak,
right,
that he basically thinks you can't coach the mistakes out of Carson Wentz. like those crazy left-handed passes. He thinks that's just part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's been in the league long enough. That's probably
clean
right.
Up. Yeah, but he better clean that stuff up because you lose one or two games because of that, and that could mean the playoffs.
If you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener line, you can do that. The NFC East quarterback with the most to prove this season, who is it? Is it Carson Wentz? Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Danny Dimes? You can weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Cohesity can help you follow Shields Up guidance and be prepared for ransomware threats with advanced capabilities such as immutable backups, ransomware detection, instant recovery, and more. Contact Cohesity partner CTG Federal today to learn how they can simplify procurement. With the deep industry experience required to get the Cohesity solution your organization needs, CTG Federal, a small business reseller specializing in federal IT infrastructure that is scalable, secure, and affordable. Visit www.ctgfederal.com/cohesity.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So today's date is August 11th. That's 8/11. Our friends at Miss Utility want to remind you that if you're going to dig in your yard, you need to call 811 before you dig. Call Miss Utility. Thank you to them. They brought a delicious, intricate cake that they dropped off in the hallway that I'm sure that we will sample before we leave.
Because
today,
if you don't, you might have to call 911 because something's going to explode in the ground.
That is true, and you don't want to do that.
You want to call.
So before that, you call 811, and I don't think they're going to have to worry about me because I don't dig in my yard. But if you do, call.
But you said you might get rid of your basketball hoop, and you would have to dig.
Well, a professional would have to dig,
and they would call 811.
It's encased in concrete. I mean, there's just no way I would be able to get that out. So thank you again to Miss Utility. We were asking you before the break which NFC East quarterback is facing the most pressure coming into the 2022 season.
Did you go with Danny Dimes?
I went with Daniel Jones just because.
I'll go with Wentz.
I just feel like
Yeah,
he was drafted in the top six. I think he was a sixth
top
overall
five
pick.
Or six. Yeah,
and the pressure's mounting on him to be able to stay in New York. And this is kind of his last stand, his last chance.
I think the least amount of pressure's hurts.
Yeah,
and Dak too, because Dak's, you know, it kind of depends on how you define it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dak's going to be the guy going forward. Yeah, Wentz and Jones, I'm kind of on the fence with. I can see arguments for both. I'd probably say Jones.
Let's go out to the phones on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Let's go to James in Clearwater.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, James.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, so I think Daniel Jones has the most to prove. You know, the Giants haven't seen futility like they've had up there, forever. And, you know, somebody's got to explain to the Maras over time, you know, why he's still been trotted out there. So this is it for him. I mean, anybody who watches the league knows, man, this is it for Daniel Jones in with the Giants. So I don't think it's Wentz. I mean, we know what Wentz is. He's a piece of crap. You know, he sails balls 15 feet over people's heads. Frank Wright couldn't get him out of Indianapolis fast enough. I mean, the only people that think he's good are Commanders fans, and they're lost in the sauce, so... they'll probably win five or six games, and then Rivera will be canned, and then we'll see where they go from there.
All right, thanks, James.
Jimmy's pretty positive.
You know, somehow, I don't know how, the Giants kind of get I think in the media, they kind of get a mini pass. Like, they rarely get lumped in with, like, the dregs of the league, but dating back to 2017,
look at their records.
Here are their win totals. 4-6-4-5-3.
Yep.
They have been abysmal.
I wonder how much they get killed up there in New York.
Oh,
they got to get killed up on the Fan.
I went even further back. If you go to their last Super Bowl, which is 2011, they've had 10 seasons since they won the Super Bowl. Made the playoffs one time.
That's why all they talk about are the Yankees and the Mets.
That is just brutal.
They don't care about anything else because those other teams suck.
Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I think it's clearly... Daniel Jones, clearly. I mean, he's never done it before, whereas I think, you know, Carson Wentz has at least got a team to a winner. I mean, Carson Wentz doesn't have a bad record. He's just done some stupid eye-raising things during games and stuff, but if he can control that, they have a chance. But you know who my favorite guy is, so I'm not even going to go there with Mr. Howell being the president of his fan club. So,
have you gone to training camp to watch him?
No, not really.
He's not going to Largo to Ashburn.
I'm just curious if he's the president of the fan club.
I want to meet his guy,
throw some deep balls.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here.
I want to meet you.
I want to meet you guys too, man.
No.
I want to meet you guys.
No. You don't care about the other guys. You should say, I want to meet you too. Bish Bucks. I want to meet you one day.
Go out to Largo. Go meet him.
I don't really want
MGM
to
MGM National Harbor. No, look. It's the perfect opportunity.
Right. NFL season.
He's in Largo. You come out to MGM National Harbor, even if you're not playing the poker tournament on Friday, come out on Thursday, hang with us. We'll be at the sports book.
There you
7
go.
7 p.m. before.
You know who I want? I want Dave
NFL
from College
opener.
Park okay. and Mark from Largo.
You just want the guys from PG County
to come out.
Well, they're
to,
close.
Yeah, I want them to come out to our appearance on September 8th.
Okay. I hope they do.
Who else do I want to meet?
Maybe you want to
that you've
together?
Never met. I'd love to meet.
I don't think I've ever met Tailgate Ted. Oh. Maybe.
Well, he's very nice. Came to my house.
Super
How about
nice.
Steve from Orange? I'd love to meet him.
Steve from Orange, come
Tailgate.
On out.
Tailgate, what's up?
What's going on, boys? How you doing this morning?
Good.
What's up?
I'm going to have to agree with JP. It's got to be Wentz. He's on his third team in 3 years, and this is his last chance to be a starter. I feel that. Other teams will try and give Daniel Jones another shot to prove that they can fix him and the Giants were just ill-prepared to handle him. I just think that people will give up on Wentz if he fails this year.
Yeah, I think he's done. Hey, Ted, you've been to camp a few times. What are your eyes telling you about Carson Wentz? I've seen you tweet it, but tell us, you think he holds on to the ball way too long, right?
I do. He had a couple of sacks yesterday, and he had his best practice 2 days ago. And he hadn't thrown an interception in 6 days until yesterday when he overthrew McLaurin on his last play of practice, and Bobby McCain picked it. McLaurin was double covered. But Carson just doesn't seem to operate well unless he's in the red zone or unless he's in kind of a hurry-up mode. Mm-hmm. If he's got to think, he just holds on to it too long. And this O-line, Trey Turner not being there, Chase Ruye hurt, I don't know if they're going to give him the time he needs.
All right, thank you, Tailgate.
Boy, real quick, I guess he's gone.
He sounded like he was borrowing Ross Tucker's cell phone. Like he had a scratchy cell phone. There are other callers we can go to. By the way,
it was a little clippy.
I don't understand. I'm looking at Pete Haley's Twitter, at Pete Haley, NBCS. I don't understand the fully grown man yesterday that was at training camp.
Oh, yeah, dressed.
That was wearing, he was wearing like an offensive lineman uniform.
Takes you to understand.
Standing behind the ropes. Attention dollars.
Exactly.
Do you know how hot it was yesterday?
The definition of attention dollars.
It was sweltering yesterday. I understand this is probably early, like probably 9 a.m., maybe 10 a.m. in the morning. But by then, it's still probably high 80s. 100% humidity.
Yep. Like,
this guy is a full-on wacky. He appears to be wearing shoulder pads.
How many people were actually there?
I mean,
the crowds actually look decent now. Remember the early complaints were about like a lottery system? And
The crowds have seen an uptick since that failed lottery bit that they were doing for the first few days of training camp. Hmm. But this guy is insane. He's wearing a helmet. It's like 90 degrees outside.
My buddy sent me a funny picture the other day from camp. He sent me a picture of there's a sign right next to the parking lot and it says Washington Commanders training camp overflow parking.
And there's nobody in the regular parking.
That might be the funniest sign I've seen in years.
There's not one car in the parking lot.
You know what?
Actually, there's one way in the distance.
If I'm Dan Snyder and I'm looking to cut costs, I'm going to say, never print those signs ever again.
You don't need
them. They're unnecessary. We're wasting our money. That's funny.
Yep.
Let's go to Adam in Falls Church. Adam, you're on with the Junks on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What's up?
What's going on, boys? I think you bring up interesting things. I think the bars are so different for all these dudes, but I think all four quarterbacks, this is the weirdest division where halfway through the season, every one of these fan bases could punt on their quarterback. Jones and Wentz could easily, if they don't succeed, they're gone. Philly, man, they hate everybody. If they have a drop-off from last year, they're going to bail on Hurts in a second. And if Dak doesn't do something, man, those Cowboys fans are going to get bitter real fast. He's supposed to be a quarterback that's going to take him to the Super Bowl for the better part of a decade.
Okay, hold on, Adam. I'm trying to think of who is Dak's backup right now in Dallas. Like, there's no real imminent threat to take over his job.
Oh, I'm not saying he's going to be kicked off the team, and right. I'm not saying it's logical, but Cowboys fans have never been logical. It's more just they're going to get pissed off real fast, and I don't think there's another division in the NFL where you're going to have fan base like this, where the expectations are so different, but every fan base might be real salty with their quarterback real fast.
Same guys they had last year, Cooper Rush and Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Although they have Will Greer in camp, too. Okay. Was Will Greer the number three last year, or I thought it was DiNucci?
I think he might have been toward the end of the season.
Okay.
There's right. There's no way, barring an injury to Dak, that he's losing his job of those guys.
He's inked until he has a player option until 2024.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, no, he's the guy.
You're not just going to.
There's a different type of pressure. It's, you know, he's not going to lose his job.
Yeah. The pressure is.
But Jones and Wentz could.
It's kind of like what Ross Tucker was talking about, is the NFC is wide open. Like, Dallas has to look at the NFC like, this is a great opportunity for us to come out of the NFC and get to the Super Bowl. There's no prohibitive favorite. AFC, different story. The AFC is freaking loaded. But the NFC, not quite so much. And maybe Dallas feels like, all right, if we can survive losing Amari and Zeke stays upright throughout the season and CeeDee Lamb emerges to be like a top five wideout type in the league, then we've got a chance.
And getting back to Jones, this is what Jones needs. All right, he definitely needs to cut down on turnovers. Yeah. By the way, I totaled him up. He's got 55 turnovers in 3 years, if you include fumbles.
I mean, that's an egregious amount of turnovers.
All right, so, but he needs a healthy Saquon for 17 games.
I think 17's asking a lot. I think if he's like 13 or 14, 14 games 15, that he starts, then.
Because he had it his rookie year.
Right.
But Saquon, obviously, the last couple of years has not been healthy. He needs Quan to be healthy and give him, you know, the rushing yards and those touchdowns from the running game.
And he's also.
Because you cannot expect Daniel Jones to just sling it all over the yard.
And Saquon, if he's healthy, he'll catch 70 balls.
Sure.
And that might be a low number.
Yeah, I mean, his rookie year, he was like a baller.
He could catch 90 balls if he plays in all the games. I mean, that's the sort of talent that he has. It's just a matter of him staying upright and not stepping on some dude's foot awkwardly like he did, I think, in the Dallas game that cost him a bunch of games this past season.
I mean, his rookie year, he had 90 catches.
Right. That's the sort of player that he is.
Yep, so that's what he needs.
Jones has all those turnovers. But every time he faces Washington, he looks like a stud.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that's the case, but he always comes to play when he sees the burgundy and gold. I don't get it. Hopefully this season's different. Hopefully those are two wins for the comms.
Do the Ravens get number 21 tonight?
No, yes. He's desperate for it.
No.
It's so important.
Oh, the streak
ends. We gotta go. We're done. B, Mitch, and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.